Today is the ninth Sunday after Pentecost, and the epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 10. Brethren, let us not covet evil things, as also they coveted, neither become ye idolaters, as some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed fornication. And there fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them tempted, and perished by the serpents. Neither do you murmur, as some of them murmured, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them in figure, and they are written for our correction, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, he that thinketh himself to stand, let him take heed lest he fall. Let no temptation take hold on you, but such as is human, and God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will make also with temptation issue, that you may be able to bear it. And the Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 19. At that time when Jesus drew near to Jerusalem, seeing the city, he wept over it, saying, If thou also hast known, and that in this thy day, the things that are thy peace, but now they are hidden from thy eyes. For the day shall come upon thee, and thy enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and straiten thee on every side, and beat thee flat to the ground, and thy children who are in thee, and they shall not leave in thee a stone upon a stone, because thou hast not known the time of thy visitation. And entering into the temple, he began to cast out them that sold therein, and they that bought, saying to them, It is written, My house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he was teaching daily in the temple. Thus far are the words of today's Holy Gospel. Thou hast not known the time of thy visitation. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, in the world today, there is a tremendous fear of death. You know, people are so concerned about how they can stay healthy and avoid illnesses. And many people even devote a great amount of time and money on research of how men can live longer or even live forever. And if you think about it, this really isn't surprising, because so many men today live only for this world. All their thoughts and their efforts are focused on how they can avoid suffering, how they can become more successful and enjoy this life more. And so their greatest fear is death, because they see death as taking away everything from them, rather than giving them that joy that they want. And so it is to these men and so many like them that our Lord addresses the sobering words of today's Gospel, which were spoken shortly after the joyful procession of Palm Sunday. On that first Palm Sunday, as our Lord entered the city of Jerusalem, the people who were won over by the miracles which he had performed, these people welcomed our Lord into their city. They ran before him, placing palms and their cloaks up over the ground where he would ride, and they shouted their praises and welcome. But the joy of that moment did not last long. That very evening, outside the walls of Jerusalem, our Lord wept over the city, for he saw the blindness and the ingratitude of the people. He saw that so many of them would not receive him as their Messiah and Savior. And we can imagine our Lord gazing out over the city, the magnificent temple, the Holy of Holies, where for centuries the Hebrew people had worshipped God. And as our Lord looked upon the glorious city, he saw into the future, and he prophesied that in just a few short years, both the temple and the entire city would be destroyed by the Roman army, so that not a stone would be left upon a stone. And then our Lord told the disciples why the city would be punished. Speaking as it were to Jerusalem, he said, "For thou hast not known the time of thy visitation." You see, for thousands of years, the Hebrew prophets had foretold the coming of the Messiah. The priests and the patriarchs of the Old Testament had looked forward to the fulfillment of these prophecies, when the Messiah would come and save the Hebrew nation. Nevertheless, when our Lord did come to earth, many of his own people, the chosen people, rejected him. They refused to follow him. But these words and this warning also has a meaning for each of us. For our Lord is warning us that we must be prepared for our death. We must be prepared for his visitation to us at the end of our lives. We of course know that one day all men must die. Death is one of the results of original sin. Because of the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Paradise, every man must suffer death. And after death, each man will be judged on how he lived. After death, each one of us will appear before the judgment seat of God, and every thought, every word, and every action of our entire life will be examined. Our Lord, the judge, will see how each man used the time that was given to work out the salvation of his soul. Did he obey the commandments? Was he faithful to his prayers and to the duties of his state of life? Did he avoid sin and the occasions of sin, the persons, the places, and the things that lead him into sin? And then the sins and the negligences of each man will be placed on one side of the scales of justice, and his virtues and his merits on the other. And the good will be given the joys of heaven for all eternity, but the wicked will be condemned to the eternal pains of hell. This thought, that is the thought of death, the thought that you must give an account to God of everything that you have ever done in this life, this thought should move you to use the necessary means to save your soul, to live as a Catholic. And it was this thought that made the Emperor Henry, the Duke of Bavaria, become Saint Henry. You see, as a young man, Henry was a devout Catholic, and he had a special devotion to Saint Wolfgang, who was one of the great apostles of the Church in Germany. And thus, the Duke often went to the tomb of Saint Wolfgang to pray. Now, one night, Henry had a dream in which he saw Saint Wolfgang pointing to a wall. And on this wall was written two words, "After six." Now, when the vision and his dream had vanished, Duke Henry wondered what the strange words meant. And he concluded that God must be giving him a warning that in 6 days he would die. And so at once he prepared himself carefully for death. He made a good confession, he received Holy Communion, he was more generous than ever towards the poor, and spent even longer hours in prayer. However, the 6 days passed and Henry did not die. He then concluded that he must have 6 months to live, and so he continued his practice of virtue with increased fervor, while never neglecting his duties to his family and his country. But after 6 months, again, he was still well and alive. And so then he was sure that the mysterious sign on the wall meant he had 6 years to live. And so he continued his holy way of life, striving each day to love God more, to increase in charity and patience and all the virtues, to receive the sacraments with better dispositions, and to follow each Mass with more attention and devotion. However, after the 6 years were up, Henry did not die. Rather, he was proclaimed the Emperor of Germany, the most powerful nation at the time. And so now King Henry really understood the meaning of his dream vision. He understood that he was to live a devout and holy life, not just for 6 days, or 6 months, or even 6 years, but for his entire life. Thus, with the thought of his death and his judgment always before him, Henry lived like a saint, so that one day he would die like a saint. And my dear friends, we also must live like Saint Henry. We do not know the moment of our death, and so we must always be prepared to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We cannot be like the people of Jerusalem who did not prepare for the day of the visitation of the Lord. Rather, we must use each moment as a preparation for that day. And we do this simply by living a Catholic life. Be devoted and faithful to the Mass and the sacraments. In these days when it is so difficult to find the true Mass and sacraments, you may have to make many sacrifices to attend Mass on Sunday, to receive the sacraments. And so make these sacrifices cheerfully and generously, offering them to our Lord for the graces that you need to persevere in the state of grace. Be faithful to your daily prayers, especially to the Rosary. Set aside a time each day to pray morning and evening prayers, and to pray the Rosary each day. Be devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Offer the trials and the difficulties of your state in life to make reparation for your sins and for the sins of the entire world. When things become difficult, when you feel like putting aside your duties as a Catholic, or not putting in the effort to overcome sin and temptation, or the effort to practice virtue, remember that one day you will stand before God, and then your every thought, word, and action will be judged. Just as the thought that he would soon die moved Saint Henry to become a saint, let the realization motivate you to live each day as a saint, so that one day you may die as a saint. While placing all your trust in the Sacred Heart of Jesus and His Blessed Mother, confident that they will always aid you in your journey towards heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.